With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. Navy is indicating that bad fuel may be the cause of two crashes involving two Navy aircraft yesterday in the Pacific as an investigation proceeds. Correspondent Mike Kempen has more.
A fighter jet and a helicopter based off the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz both crashed into the South China Sea Sunday within 30 minutes of each other. The Navy's Pacific Fleet says the three crew members of the Seahawk helicopter were rescued and the two aviators in the Super Hornet fighter jet ejected and were recovered safely. All five are in stable condition. The causes are under investigation. The president has ruled out foul play and says there is nothing to hide. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Hurricane Melissa has reached Category 5 strength with Jamaica directly in its path.
In Jamaica, waves are pounding the shore, winds whipping the trees, and rain falling as Hurricane Melissa bears down on the island. Forecast to bring 160 mile per hour winds and 30 inches of rain, says National Hurricane Center specialist Larry Kelly.
Those in Jamaica need to seek their shelter now, and it's not moving very fast either, so we're talking about a long-duration event.
Over the weekend, residents like Market Ward raiding stores to prepare for the worst.
Shelves are empty.
Melissa, the strongest hurricane to hit Jamaica in recent history, already causing fatalities in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. I'm Julie Walker.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has resumed offering abortions after a nearly month-long pause due to federal Medicaid funding cuts in President Trump's tax and spending bill that took effect at the beginning of October. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 337 points, the Nasdaq rose 432, the S&P advanced 83. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the Bible and social issues.
According to a new poll of church-going adults released by the Family Research Council, just 47% believe that the scriptures offer clear guidance on the morality of homosexuality. And only 40% think this about transgenderism. The survey also finds just 51% of Americans who attend worship services regularly say the Bible is clear and decisive on the question of abortion. 59% think the Bible is clear about religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Senator Ted Cruz is calling on Christians to fight anti-Semitism. Addressing a gathering of the group Christians United for Israel at Pastor John Hagee's church in San Antonio, Cruz warned of growing anti-Semitism amongst political conservatives. Cruz said, "I'm here to tell you I have seen anti-Semitism rising on the right in a way I've never seen in my entire life." This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The three-month strike against the U.S. aerospace giant will continue.
Boeing workers at three Midwest plants where military aircraft and weapons are developed have voted to reject the company's latest contract offer. The strike by about 3,200 machinists is smaller in scale than a walkout last year by 33,000 Boeing workers who assemble commercial jetliners.
That is Rich Thomason reporting. China's ambition to rival Boeing and Airbus with its homegrown C919 passenger jet hitting some turbulence. A C919 made by China's state-owned COMAC relies heavily on Western components, and trade friction has raised the risks for securing many of those parts. It was a booming session on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 337 points at the closing bell. The Nasdaq was up 432. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.